Hey guys, welcome back. This is Stephanie Oki here, and oh my god, it's been so long. So it's been actually one whole year and a few days since I last did a podcast, and you know, it almost felt like I abandoned my podcast. And I actually think I should first of all say I'm really sorry that that happened. And, you know, there's really no excuses, but I will just, you know, go on to mention a few things that have sort of happened in my life. So the last year has been, you know, pretty rocky in terms of, you know, so many things going on. I'd been, you know, also battling with health issues. So I don't know if I mentioned here, you know, on this channel, I sort of talk about more motherhood things, but as at the last time I did a podcast, I tried to sort of diversify because I wanted to be more broad, to talk about more life's issues and not just motherhood, because, you know, I find that I want to talk, I want to sort of release, I want this to be a sort of avenue for me to release and let go of things that are on my mind, almost like a journal to everyone, like my personal journal, but like, you know, also talking to people and making whoever is listening, who might have found this channel because they're going through one thing or another, feel like they're not alone. Anyway, so I'm going on a little bit. So yes, what I was gonna say is the last 1 year had been, you know, rather difficult. I was going through some health issues as well as some personal issues, and you know, they were sort of intertwined and it became overwhelming over time. So right now I am at a place where I'm finding peace, and things are sort of, you know, this is the process now of fixing my life. So fixing your life could mean you're either trying to repair, you know, whatever situation you're in, or you're taking yourself out of a situation. And in my case, it's the latter. Yes, I am taking myself out of a situation, and honestly, it feels very, very liberating. A lot of people don't have the courage to do what I'm doing. In fact, society sometimes will even frown upon it. But trust me, I'm at this stage where I feel like if you have only one life to live, well, you're guaranteed one life. I don't know if there's reincarnation, really. You know, there might be, but I'm only guaranteed this life that I'm in. And you know, recently I had a surgery sometime in June, and I'm going to even talk about that in a different podcast, because I feel like that is sort of important to talk about, because in my various podcasts I had talked about, and even on my YouTube channel when I was vlogging, I had talked about how I had fibroids, right? And so the surgery I did was to take that out. So I'm going to actually do a different podcast to talk about that, to talk about my experience. But anyway, during the surgery, while I was asleep, I knew nothing that was going on. So it was almost as though I slept without even knowing I slept, and then I woke up and, you know, it was over. So for me, it was a split second, but apparently hours had gone by. So that experience made me realize that life is quite fickle, and you know, death is something that really can just happen without you even realizing you're gone, and you're just gone. And you know, it felt like a type of should I call it a kind of mini death to me. It was like, I mean, it's not death, but that's sort of how it felt like. I was brain dead for a couple of hours. I knew nothing. And so that made me realize that life is fickle, and you know, you really should take your life in a way that you enjoy your life. You know, there will always be problems in life. Things will never go your way. You know, that is just life. But if you find yourself dwelling on issues for so long, just know that that's days of your life, especially if you dwell on issues for days, weeks,
months, years. Literally, you're losing time to problems, and problems will really never go away. There'll always be one thing or another to think about. So it's kind of good to be mindful. Mindfulness is so important, and just be mindful and try to enjoy every day regardless of whatever is going on. Just try to just be mindful. Okay, say yes, I know I'm not feeling good, but I'm still going to try to enjoy my day, because nobody's guaranteed the next day, really. So just try to enjoy it. And then another thing I think I want to talk about in another podcast as well is mental health. Yes, people talk about mental health a lot, and that is good. I'm glad that nowadays mental health is sort of coming to the forefront, because before, especially as, you know, a Nigerian, mental health, in fact, the minute you mention the word mental, it sounds like an insult. It sounds like demeaning. It's demeaning. It's condescending. It's that word that is used for, you know, a mad person. And in fact, that word mad person should actually be the word that doesn't even exist. Like, why do you think somebody is mad? Somebody just has a mental health problem, and, you know, it should not be looked at in a bad way. So I want to actually take my time, because there are so many things. I'm going to write down things so that it can be more structured than, you know, my previous podcasts, and just try to hit on some valid points regarding mental health and how people's relationships are affected by mental health. Do you know that because of how much mental health is seen as like a taboo back in Nigeria, there are many people going through one thing or another, you know, especially Nigerians, you know, especially Nigerian adults, they're going through one thing or another. And they probably have, most of them have, or some of them, not maybe not most, some of them have undiagnosed mental health issues, because mental health is just something nobody talks about. And so back in Nigeria, if your mental health is not so bad to the point where you're considered a quote unquote mad person, if you probably just have, you know, if you have, say, ADHD or something random that is, you know, not as bad as what people would call a mad person, but then not bad enough to affect your relationships with people, you may be walking around undiagnosed. The other day I saw on Instagram, somebody had written that, you know, people should try, even adults should try to go and get an autism test, because there's so many people walking around who are actually on the spectrum but do not know. And so it's affecting them and their relationships with other people. And so I'm going to talk about this because I've actually had a very close experience to this, where, you know, you find yourself wondering, what's wrong with this person? Why is this person so emotionally detached? Why is this person so emotionally unavailable? Why is this person so kind of rigid? Why is this person, you know, there's so many questions. And, you know, I found myself at a moment of a bit of an epiphany when it struck me that this person in question, who is somebody that was very, very close to me, was, I say was because now we're no longer, you know, close, and that relationship that we had is definitely done. But I think, you know, and I say this with very, very, you know, and this person still doesn't even know, but I say this with a huge certainty that I think that this person probably is on the autism spectrum, and, you know, the person doesn't even know. And I've, you know, the more I see it, the more it becomes obvious to me. You know, I spoke about it with some professionals, some doctors, and they actually said it, that, you know, this person also might be on the spectrum. You know, the person shows some signs, talks to I'm going to say themselves, because I don't want to identify the sex. The person talks to his or herself in the bathroom, you know, things like, and I'm not talking thinking, you know, everybody does think when you're in the bathroom, you look in the mirror, you're like, what was I going to do yesterday? But it's not that. It's actually sometimes full blown presentations or something, actual reciting of things in the bathroom. And this person goes around just think, sometimes the person will say things like, oh, well, I know I'm a queer person, but no, you're not a queer person. You probably are on the spectrum and you don't know because your parents probably did not even think to take you to the hospital when you were young or anything like that, you know. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'm going to talk about mental health and just have a topic on mental health. So this podcast today is just to kind of bring myself back here to let you guys know that I'm still here. I did not abandon this podcast. I'm so sorry that I even went away. I was just dealing with so many life's issues and now I'm back. And you know, now I think that I'm at a place where my heart is no longer in turmoil, because my heart was in turmoil. And if you even pay attention to some of my podcasts, you would see. In fact, the reason I started podcasting was because I needed an outlet, because I did not feel good at all. So there's so many things to talk about, so many things I would let off on this podcast. So if you're up for that, if you want to hear more, if you want to, you know, if you want to just be a part of my journey and kind of see as I release little by little the things I've been through and how they can probably help somebody else, just stick around and make sure to, I don't know, do you subscribe on podcasts? I listen to podcasts as well. I know that you can follow or subscribe or something depending on the platform you're on. But, you know, just make sure to stick around because I will be coming with more and I will try to release new podcasts weekly. At the minimum, at least weekly or sometimes twice a week. As you guys know, I'm very spontaneous. I do not like to commit to anything. So it could be 3 times a week. It could be every day. It could be weekly. But yeah, just know that I can be spontaneous like that. So just stick around. You can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify. Radio US and every other place that you know you can use to find podcasts. But yeah, thank you so much for being here and thank you for sticking with me. And if you're listening to this as a new person, welcome, and I hope you stick around. And if you're listening to this as someone who was there when I started and you stuck around even when I took a whole 1 year break, thank you. You really are amazing and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Bye.